When we compare nested models, we have this nice little F-test. So we're going to compare the full model, which has four predictors, the reduced model, which has two predictors that are part of the four. Remember, this has to be nested in this. The null hypothesis is that the R-square from the reduced model is equivalent to the R-square from the full model. It never will be numerically. You add predictors, you add variance accounted for. The question is it a statistically believable, a statistically convincing increase? So we're going to take some things into account. We're going to see how much variance the full model accounts for minus how much variance the reduced model accounts for. The bigger that number, the more different the models. The bigger the F, the tests if the models are different. We are going to take into account the difference in the size of the two models. This is really important because this means that mathematically speaking, we're not really testing if the full model does better than the reduced model. Statistically and mathematically speaking, what we're testing is the less interesting hypothesis. Do these variables contribute anything on average? Because we're taking the variance accounted for divided by the number of variables removed. We're now talking about, do they contribute on average? The error term is 1 minus the R square of the larger model. And then we take into account the size of the sample and the size of the design, or the size of the model, the number of predictors. SPSS does this for us. But we can also look up the critical degrees of freedom for the F. I'm sorry, we look up the F critical using the degrees of freedom based on the number of predictors that's different, and N minus the number of predictors in the larger model minus 1. All right, the change in R square is divided by the number of predictors that are added or removed. This makes sense because an R-square change of 0.2 from adding or dropping a single predictor is more impressive than the same change of 0.2 from adding or dropping four predictors. Okay? It's not just how much they change, it's how much they change relative to the number of predictors that are changed. The test actually asks if the average contribution to the R-square of the particular variables that are added or dropped is significantly different from zero. The impact of adding or dropping predictors from a model may depend upon how they are packaged, how many are involved, etc. So in other words, we might agree that we want to pull six predictors out of a model. I might want to do it all at once. You might want to pull out three and then pull out another three. And we may get different answers, because the group that you pull out is being tested on average. So here's an example. Let's start with a model having four predictors and a research hypothesis about adding four of the other predictors. So here we go. For this example, given the sample size, etc., let's say that an R-square change will be significant if the average contribution of the added predictors is 5%. Okay, so if on average variables add 5% each, then we're going to get a significant R-squared change when we add that block of predictors in. Let's also say that two of the four predictors have contributions of 8% each, and two have contributions of 4% each. If we add all four predictors simultaneously, the average R-squared change of 6% will be significant. And we will conclude that adding the four predictors will be interpreted as helping the model. If we add just X1 and X2, the average increase of 8% will be significant. Adding just these two helps. If we add just 3 and 4, the average increase of 4% will not be significant. Adding these two doesn't help. Not the story we got when we added them along with the other two. So what you have to be sure that you do is don't just look at the R-square change test. Look at the changes in the model. Ask yourself what predictors do and don't contribute in absolutely every model you look at. Not just the full model. Don't just tinker with R-squares. Think about models.